This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com is the website. Check out all the interviews from the past week. And also, you can take us with you on the Odyssey app. It's Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. What a little average white band. Pick up the pieces. On this 24th day of August. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all you out there in Thomaston.
Out there in Thomaston?
Thomaston. Georgia.
All right, now.
Home of the world's fastest banjo player. Awesome. I always say that.
Yep.
Well, at least he called himself that. It was an act. And he called himself the world's fastest banjo player.
Yep.
Made his way around cruise ships and things like that. But, yeah. Nobody disputed it.
No.
How do you do that?
And also the home of the Georgia High School Association. And our guest is coming up, has been there a couple of times. We may ask him, what do you get? What do they serve at different places going to Thomaston? Because he would know.
Oh, okay. All right. And by the way, if you're just joining us here, we gave Noelle a little assignment because she did a WNBA update last segment. But as she was talking, it got me thinking about this league as it's continued to grow, Sam. They're going to start awarding or recognizing their past by naming some of the awards that they give out. And I had asked her, she goes, you didn't think there was an MVP. There was no name attached to the MVP or the finals MVP or Eastern and Western Conference MVPs or Coach of the Year. So she's going to provide those names coming up in the in Noelle's world coming up at 8:40. You already thought that the league MVP in the WNBA should be named after Maya Moore.
Yep.
Okay.
She's at the top of the heap, man.
Yeah, no, I ain't arguing with you.
All she did was win, and she's our home, folks, Collins Hill High School.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, there's Sam's vote. I don't have one. But
I don't have one either.
We're going to find out what Noelle thinks coming up. Is our guest ready? He is ready.
Man, he's always ready.
Man, I could get his opinion on this. I don't know if he follows with Elle. Does Ellie play basketball? His daughter? Let's ask him. Why are we asking you? Welcome, Chris Parker. Man, hey, how you doing? And welcome to the show. And we started off with a question. Your daughter, who has been on the show.
Yes, she has.
For our They Got Next segment.
She is a superstar.
We just wondered aloud, is she playing basketball or any other sports?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No, she dances. She loves basketball. Her friends play basketball. She goes and watches and cheers the basketball team on, but she dances right now. We're dancing and doing school, Greg.
Okay. All right. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Get it right. That is the voice, of course, folks, of Chris Parker, my partner in crime for Friday night. We can't wait. What's wrong?
His voice is gone. Y'all just work him to death this weekend?
Well, I don't know.
It's just early, Greg. This early.
It's early.
I wake up for you guys, but it's early. Yeah, I'm good. I promise.
You had
your cup of coffee, your cup of cappuccino or something there?
Yeah, I'm getting there.
All right. We'll try not to make things too difficult this morning.
Well, we'll appreciate you doing it because we know what we got coming up this week. And we're 2 weeks in, Chris. I know you got your thoughts on any teams you see. Of course, we saw Kale, and they were as advertised in the game that we saw during the Corky Kale Classic here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But as we get set for week three in our first week of the scoreboard show, what gets you all excited? Which team have you seen other than the Dragons of Pickens and their great start, right? But who else are you seeing?
I'm excited to look at that top class, Sam. I think that's where we get the most people interested anyway. But, you know, Buford looks really good. They beat Milton. They beat Benedictine really bad this week. Grayson is one that beat a nationally ranked team this week. And Raymond Gap really beat Collins Hill, I think, 51-3 in the first game. Mm-hmm. That's a game they lost last year in the first game of the season. So I think there's some teams in there. You're looking at McEachern, okay? So McEachern, the Kareem Reed, you know, Coach Reed, great guy, has come up there, and they kind of struggled for a few years. You know, they struggled by their standard for a few years. You know, maybe they'll be back. They beat North Cobb 21-0 this week. North Cobb's really good. That's probably the best two teams in Cobb County, and McEachern beat them by 3 touchdowns. So McEachern probably on the way back up. And then you get a little taste of the South Georgia teams are pretty good. Colquitt County, Lowndes, some of them, see if they can creep into that group too. We haven't had a South Georgia state champion in over a decade now, or right at a decade.
Wow. We watch for that and see what happens if a team comes from down there. Folks, we spent some time on the wayforward.com hotline with Chris Parker. We always like to have him on with him. He is social. Kishan, we remind you this Friday night. He is social. You can find him at Chris_Parker222. Talk about this team that Grayson played, because Raven Gap is an interesting, you know, scenario. They are physically located in the state of Georgia, but most of the teams they play are in North Carolina, right?
Yeah, they're in Georgia. You could probably hit a golf ball to North Carolina from where they are. But they're in Georgia, right in the corner in Raven County. And it's a boarding school, if I understand right. It's a school, you know, it's just a different kind of school. It's not a private school. It's not a public school. And so they don't participate in the GHSA. They participate in North Carolina's association. But because they're able to board students, it can become like an IMG-type place, if people understand what that is, where they can really just go get talented players and put them on the team, and they can give more resources for them or things like that. So they become a national powerhouse by doing that, but it's not really a team that's in our association. And IMG is a similar place like that in Florida. They're not in that Florida association. They just bounce around and play games. And, you know, Grayson was able to play them and was able to win the game this week.
They had to come from behind, though. I think Brandon Gray had a 43-yard touchdown with about a minute and some change left in the game, because Raven Gap was up on Grayson to tell you about the caliber of talent they have on that team up there.
Yeah, it's a really good team. And then this week, I think Grayson plays Thompson, who's Alabama's defending state championship in their highest class, Thompson High School. And I want to say Thompson High School's won like 5 state championships in the last 7 or 8 years in that highest class in Alabama. Said Alabaster, Alabama, Sam. I know you're familiar with that area.
Yeah, very much.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Got him. Mark Freeman's the coach there, one of the best coaches in the United States of America, Mark Freeman. Grayson beat him in overtime last year. That ought to be a good game. So Grayson really coming out of the gate with some huge matchups.
Chris, talk about bouncing back. You know, you go out, everybody wants to win the first game, but you don't win the first game. And then you had several teams that bounced back this week. One of those teams is Woodward Academy. They lost the season opener. They came back and they beat Collins Hill. Stars Mill lost to Northgate. They opened the season. They came back and did one, get a win. South Paulding came back. We saw them the opening night. They came back for a win, and Walton did. Talk about bouncing back and how important that is.
Yeah, all losses really aren't the same, Sam. They all count the same on your record, but that's a great point. You know, the way football works in high school, you start in really in January, maybe even December, and you start talking about next year, and you start lifting weights and running and doing your walkthroughs and your OTAs, and everything's about that team. So, you know, for South Paulding, everything was about getting ready for Kale. We're playing in the Corky Kale. We got the first game of the year. We're getting ready for the game. You talk about that for 8 months, okay? So when you don't play well or you don't perform how you expected, it is more of an issue than in some of the other losses. So then you see what kind of team you got. You see what kind of coaching staff you've got when you can come back and compete from that. Can you let that disappointment in 1 week that you built up for 8 months, does that disappointment linger for the next week? It's actually really easy to do that, right? If you've been disappointed on something you built up for 8 months, it would make sense that a week later you'd still be disappointed, but you can't do that. And so you gave some great examples there of teams who the game didn't go the way they wanted, especially like Stars Mill. You know they expected to beat Northgate, right?
Yeah.
They expected to win that game. And when you don't, do you let that linger into the next week? And the good teams, the good coaching staffs are able to find ways not to do that. That's true in the NFL. It's true in high school. It's just harder in high school because you're dealing with younger players and more emotions, and they are more likely to let things linger and one game affect the next. But, yeah, the early season losses can be really difficult to manage because the emotions of players who all think they're going undefeated. You know, on August 1st, everybody was going undefeated.
Right.
You get to September 1st and only – you know, a third of the team still even have that option.
You know, it's funny. I never thought about that, and I could imagine how that would affect younger players than it would college and obviously pros. But I'm going to ask, and he's articulated it well, that is actually a thing on the high school level, especially these kids who think about playing, whether it's the early games of Corky Kelbo or at Mercedes-Benz. I can imagine what those teams feel like and the coaching staffs getting those teams ready to play there, and then they absorb a loss. And it takes them a minute and a half.
Yeah, so, and the thing that's interesting about high school, Greg, is the coach usually can set up the first couple games. So the state organization is going to give you your region schedule, which in most places is 7 or 8 games. Then the first few games of the year, the coaches of teams in the state just get together and say, hey, you want to play us on this day at this time? Sure or no. And there's really a lot of thought put into, can we get some momentum early in the season versus do we need to play tough competition like in the Corky Kale? And there's a real balance there on, you know, there's a risk reward of if we win that early game. I think McEachern winning that game in the Corky Kale, okay, they dominated. That was a huge plus for Coach Reed. And then they go to North Cobb, probably an even tougher game, and play great this week because of that momentum they captured in the first game. And then you look at the other side. If you lose those first games, you got to really regroup. And so you're taking a gamble playing the really tough teams in the first couple games, but that gamble can pay off. And the teams that want to compete for state championship, that's what they actually want. But, yeah, momentum is really important in the first game or two, and then how the coaching staff can manage it both ways, it really shows you where the maturity of some of these teams are.
I talk about some people who are off to some surprising starts, a couple of teams that – you know, struggling recent years, and talk about maybe that, because we're going to talk about something new this year on the show, On the Rise. What players are on the rise, maybe guys who are flying below the radar, and what teams are on the rise. And right now, I got two I want to think about. Lassiter is 2-0, and Lithoni is 2-0. And these teams look like something different is happening this season. Talk about when the program's been down for a while, expectations maybe a little low, and to get off to a good start, the difference it makes.
Well, and that falls into the last discussion, Sam, because the more tradition the place has, the less of a big deal it is what Greg and I were talking about. I mean, you know, if you're really, really, really good, if you're Buford, if you're Milton, one of them had to lose, they're 0-1, no big deal. But if you're Lassiter, that momentum really matters. You want these kids to believe in everything they've done the last 8 weeks. So getting the first win, the second win becomes huge. So Lassiter, Lithonia, I had another L Locust Grove, Sam.
Yeah.
Look at Locust Grove, Sam. Mm-hmm. That's a Sam Crenshaw article worthy team. Locust Grove. They're 2-0. I mean, they won two games in 5 years combined, I don't think, you know, in the few years before. So they Locust Grove, Lassiter, Lithonia, three places that are doing well, and keep an eye on them. And maybe they only end up going 5-5 or something like that, Sam. But, man, that's something for them. Some of those teams like that going 5-5 is about like some of these teams we talk a lot going 9-1, 10-0 for the level of what they're able to do. So your job as a coach is to reach your team's maximum potential. What is like the ceiling, the best this team can do? And I'm telling you, sometimes 5-5 is it.
Yep.
And there's some people, but the way to get to that 5-5 is you got to win those games you can win. And we named three teams right there that are kind of on that radar. And, you know, you and I both like this. We like finding those teams and talking about them because it's easy to talk about all those other teams. We're going to do them too. But I like finding those teams. So, yeah, it's exciting. So we got a new segment that's going to highlight those teams and players, right?
Absolutely. On the Rise, it's brought up, along with the other things, of course, you know, coaches' checklist, going to have a, you know, opening drive, going to have school days, obviously, and those
look at things. You too, man.
We're just saying we're going to have.
Yeah, we're
gonna
sell that whole show.
We got Day-Day. We're going to have Gary. We're going to have Eric Slaughter all over the place.
Oh, man.
Checking out the games, and we're going to do that. And also, before we go, Chris, I always want to let you take people who are coaching or working with coaches, especially new coaches, Parker Resources, right?
Yeah, you can go to parkerresource.org or follow on social media. Try to put a lot of stuff out, you know, for free. And there's some other things you can get, but, you know, just free stuff, content, trying to help out coaches get organized, communicate better, build better relationships, all those things. So glad to have that platform and always excited to talk to you guys on a Sunday morning. Good to hear y'all on the Sunday.
Yeah, but he got that business voice this morning.
He's ready, man.
Yeah, we get him up early.
Till 6 o'clock.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. No, okay, I know that now.
Friday. Yeah. 6 o'clock on Friday, it's going to be on. But before that, I'm all busy.
Chris, thanks so much, man.
Yeah, man. Chris, thank you as always.
We'll see you Friday.
Thanks, yeah, guys. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. And tell Ellie we said hello.
Yep, do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.